It's hard to describe the feelings that are stirred up when you see some of the artifacts that have been collected by Found magazine. From words and images full of laughter to those ripe with melancholy, the random debris of someone's modern life is placed center stage for others to decipher and explore. People from around the world have participated, sending their found treasures to David and Peter Rothbart, the brothers who act as Found's lead curators. They'll be hosting an evening next Friday at Club Congress, so I asked Peter Rothbart to share some of his favorite Found stories with us.
You know, for those who are maybe unfamiliar with Found magazine, despite being NPR listeners, Found magazine is a collection of notes, letters, pictures, all kinds of stuff that people find on the ground, in the bowling alley, in the schoolyard, stuff like love letters, to-do lists, shopping lists, journal entries, all kinds of bizarre stuff, and actually very mundane stuff that people find all over the world and send into us. I'd say Found magazine is the result of this one note that my brother found on his windshield. My brother Davey is the one who started Found magazine. He found this note on his windshield in Chicago in 2000. It was addressed to Mario. You know, his name's Davey, but it was addressed to Mario, and it said, "Mario, I hate you." You know, put some expletives in there. "Why is your car here at her place? You said you had to work. You're a liar. I hate you." Signed, Amber. P.S. Page me later. And, you know what? My brother thought that was such a touching note. You know, she's clearly so upset at Mario and yet still so hopeful and in love. He showed that to a lot of his friends, and they would, in return, share with him notes that they had found that were maybe tacked to their refrigerator with a magnet or, you know, stuffed in their desk drawer. And he thought it was kind of a shame that only the people who happened to troop through their kitchen would get to see those awesome finds. And so he thought, well, you know, why not make a magazine where we can all share the finds that we have with each other?
And the magazine's been continuing since 2001?
Yeah, the first issue came out in 2001, and we've been plodding along at, you know, roughly one issue every year, not quite, since then.
Well, you also have a large online component. The website details so many and finds of the day. You know, you can just click through those and go back in time and see all of these choice representations from your collection.
Yeah, every day we look through, you know, the mail that has come in from the previous day, and we pick out one of our favorites. And, you know, we tack that up there for the found of the day. And we've got some great discussion boards on there so people can kind of share their own interpretations of what's happening in each note.
What has being a part of Found taught you about human nature?
It has taught me that the people around us who we often view as strangers, as somehow different from us, are really not all that different. You know, that we have a lot more in common than we do differences. People are experiencing all these emotions and circumstances that I think really, really illustrate how universal the experience of ultimately being human is.
Do you find that it makes you melancholy to see these things?
Well, it depends on the note. Some of them are really tragic and heartbreaking. For example, there's one note in the new issue found number 6. It was found in a burnt-out, abandoned car on a roadside in Hawaii. And it's a letter to God written by a woman who's just had her second miscarriage. Understandably, she's crushed. She's really questioning her faith and herself, wondering what responsibility she has for what's happened, and ultimately trying to decide if she can brave the pain of trying again. That note was really moving and heartbreaking. It's difficult to look at the pain that people are experiencing, and it's hard not to be compassionate towards it, you know? But I chose to write a song based on that note, which is my part of the Found show. You know, Davey reads a bunch of the notes that have come into us from over the years, and I play songs based on those.
All the way down south, trying to figure out why I won't just let go.
On the flip side, a lot of the notes make me giggle uncontrollably. So, you know, just like life. It's either devastating or hilarious, or sometimes maybe a bit of both.
Has anyone ever appeared to claim responsibility for one of the photographs or notes?
Yeah, every once in a while we get someone emailing us or sending in a letter saying, "Hey, you know, I think that was my letter in Found number 3 or something." Like one example is there was this business card that was found in, I want to say, Gainesville, Florida. that was published in the back of Found magazine number 4. And it was this kid who was advertising himself as a good time for single ladies. And, you know, it said something, I don't remember exactly, I'm paraphrasing, but it said something like, you know, single freshman looking for good time, you know, call this number. And we got an email, I don't know, maybe 18 months later. It said, hey, you know, I think you guys published my business card in your magazine. You know, I'm not mad. I've actually been getting calls from women all over the country. and now I'm like a national pimp. So clearly that was one situation where someone saw their item in Found magazine, and it worked out for the best.
Well, let's talk about the photos for a moment. It seems like there's a lot of photos from either right before or right after a wedding. Do you have any kind of an idea of what the most common type of photo to be found is?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if it were wedding photos, because, as you know, people go a little camera crazy at weddings. Yeah, we get a lot of wedding pictures. You know, surprisingly, we get a lot of pictures of people's genitals. And
that opens up talking about dirty found.
Yeah, right. Well, that's exactly right.
Well, that's
dirty
not...
found is for all the stuff that's too hot for a regular Found magazine. And Found magazine has some pretty racy stuff in it, so the stuff in Dirty Found is just nasty. But you'd really be surprised at how many pictures people are taking of their private parts and then losing them. That's the also astounding part. When I take pictures of my private parts, I tend to keep them, you know, pretty well hidden. I don't know, maybe that's part of the fun of taking them.
Is there some kind of a methodology that you would recommend for finding things?
Keep your eyes to the ground. There's just a small change that you have to go through to stop seeing things as trash and start seeing them as treasures. People ask us, how do we find all this stuff? Where does it come from? It's everywhere. It's all around you all the time. And all you have to do is just be aware of it.
You'll be in Tucson next Friday, appearing at Hotel Congress. What kind of a show do you put on live?
We have this great live show where my brother Davey, he reads a bunch of the best finds that have come into us from over the years. Some of the most hilarious and tragic finds, some of our favorites. And then I play songs that are based on some of those found items, which are also, you know, teeter between hilarious and heartbreaking. And we're really fortunate. We're going to be joined by the Watson twins, who are just this amazing duet of they're amazing singers, kind of an alt country sound. So they're going to be joining us that night.
Do you encourage people to bring found objects to the show?
Absolutely. Everyone should bring their finds that we can all share afterwards. That's really like the joy of going out on the road is to collect all this new stuff from people around the country.
I think that you should come over here, pack blankets and apples, and we can drive clear from New England to the Santa Monica Pier and watch those two lanes stretch over the...
Found Magazine's Denim and Diamonds Tour 2009 is visiting over 50 cities, and they'll be appearing here in Tucson next Friday night, that's June 26th, at Club Congress. You can also visit Found online to see an amazing array of artifacts. We've got a link at azpm.org.